On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it'll be New Release City, recent CD-orama, and otherwise late-breaking mayhem. I'm Dave Higson. We'll be unveiling, unfurling, and otherwise airing out the latest from Junior Sisk, David Davis, Five Mile Mountain Road, Backline, Luke Morris, Al Jones, and Flashback. Coming up, this busier than a one-legged cat in a sandbox, and more exciting than watching a large taquito spin slowly under a heat lamp at a C-store. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with a barn burner from Colorado's Rapid Grass, a band born out of the desire to celebrate the whitewater rapids of Clear Creek and the love of the mountains around Idaho Springs through modern acoustic music. From their latest effort, Happy Trails, this is a little bit of Jed's Jam.
It's a breeze on a summer evening, it's fireflies on a July night. It's an old Chevy truck parked in the drive, it's a big oak tree, it's a love that's alive. And at the bottom of the ninth, it's a big home run, it's a love we had in the morning sun. And it's your mama calling on the phone, the dog run away that just come home. It's a freight train whistling the night, singing like a lonesome dove. It's a boy leaving town without looking back. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love. Kitchen floor, it's an old love song you ain't heard before. It's a melody stuck on your mind, it's a child singing nursery rhyme. And at the bottom of the ninth, it's a big home run, it's a love we had in the morning sun. And it's your mama calling on the phone, dog run away that just come home. It's a freight train whistling the night, singing like a lonesome dove. It's a boy leaving town without looking back. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love. It's a breeze on a summer evening, it's fireflies on a July night. It's an old Chevy truck in the drive, it's a big oak tree, it's a love that's alive. At the bottom of the ninth, it's a big home run, it's a love we've had in the morning sun. Mama calling on the phone. Dog on the way that just come home. It's a freight train whistle in the night, singing like a lonesome dove. It's a boy leaving town without looking back. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love. It's a banjo playing, it's a girl I love.
When a snowflake falls, it melts the stream and eventually meets the creek. The creek then pours down through the canyon, and the rapids begin to speak. Rapid Grass with Jed's Jam from their Happy Trails project. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, inviting you to take your shoes off and set a spell, because we're about to descend into new bluegrass heaven, beginning with a new one from the supergroup Flashback, featuring Don Rigsby, Richard Bennett, and Kurt Chapman from the Flashback album days of J.D. Crow in the New South. With J.D.'s retirement, Stuart Weirich fills in on the banjo. From their new Pinecastle CD, Denver Snow, this is Flashback with a little bit of Moonshine.
Barefoot sitting on the creek bank, my new hollow. Screwed the top off the mason jar, and I said to my old window, sure gonna be a hot day in the new day sun. I can hear granddad calling me, my work it ain't done. Gonna blame it on moonshine. Barefoot running to the cornfield, my shotgun in my hand. Granddad talking out the back door, shoot a rabbit if you can, boy. Sure gonna be a cool night, and the moon's gonna be shining bright. Everything's gonna be just right, make corn look like the moon. Make us some moonshine. Thank you.
love you like I do. You'll never make another wish, 'cause I made them all come true. I want you to undo your I do to him, and let me be the one to change your name. Honey, do this, honey, do that. I want to love again, 'cause I want to be your honey on your do list again.
Junior Sisk singing an Elmer Burchett tune, Honeydew List, from his latest venture, Brand New Shade of Blue, an album which features mostly modern material, but performed in Junior's tough-edged traditional vocal style. And Flashback was on the front end with Moonshine, as heard on their Pinecastle outing, Denver Snow. He's from White Top, Virginia, all of 86 years old, one of the toughest purveyors of top-drawer Neanderthal grass, and one of the most under-recorded traditional singers in the entire genre. He's Al Jones, joined here by fellow D.C. area legends Billy Baker and Dee Gunter to sing Had a Dream About Mama Last Night, a song that would make even the most hardened loan shark pine wistfully for mother and home.
Had a dream about mama last night. Those arms that held me so tight. Now she's gone and I'm all alone. Had a dream about mama last night.
We were so happy there together
on that mountainside. But I'll meet her up there in a sweet by-and-by in that cabin that we love so well.
I had a dream about mama last night.
Those arms that held me so tight. Now she's gone and I'm all alone. Had a dream about mama last night.
So dearly,
long hair and head so curly, her eyes so blue and her love so true. I love her, I do.
I had a dream about Mama last night.
Those arms that held me so tight. Now she's gone and I'm all alone.
Had a dream about Mama last night.
As a child, now the moon shines so bright on that cabin tonight where I used to dwell.
I had a dream about Mama last night.
Those arms that held me so tight. Now she's gone and I'm all alone.
Had a dream
about Mama last night.
I had a dream about Mama last night.
Al Jones, Billy Baker, and Dee Gunner joining forces on Had a Dream About Mama Last Night on their new Pawtuxet collaboration, Just a Memory. Well, the first segment of our program is about to fade into memory. We'll turn to the great Tim Carter to get us through our break in searing fashion with one of his own, about as hard driving a banjo tune as they come. From Tim's latest, Wishes, this is Split Lip. The new tunes will be coming faster than a scalded haint immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back with an 18-year-old from perhaps the epicenter of it all, Galax, Virginia. Just saying the name of that town gets me all weak in the knees. Best known for his guitar and mandolin picking with his group Shadowgrass. Currently attending East Tennessee State University, this is Luke Morris in The Road Less Traveled from his solo debut, Further Down the Line.
Been at this since I was 13, and every day is a battle inside my mind, but the Lord gives me all the strength I need. And the road less traveled is the road that I take, and I'll keep on going till they put me in the grave. I follow a man who died to save my soul. Traveled is the road that takes me home. Say the gates are wide for all to choose that road, but I urge you, brother, it's never too late to let Jesus come lighten your load. And the road less traveled is the road that I take, and I'll keep on going till they put me in the grave. I follow a man who died to save my soul. Traveled is the road that takes me home. I try so hard, still I fail. My God won't give up on me. He bled and he died for my second chance as he hung there on that tree. And the road less traveled is the road that I take, and I'll keep on going till they put me in the grave. I follow my soul. In the road less traveled is the road that takes me home.
Ooh. could sing this song. Little brown-eyed boy's lullaby. Oh, you'll go to sleep if you just close those eyes. Pray the Lord our soul won't take, so that I'll be here when you wake. Let your dreams carry you into the night. Oh, little brown-eyed boy's lullaby. Let your dreams
from Spartanburg, South Carolina, that was Backline, a quintet which takes its name from a term used in the many mill hill towns in the area. Backline is used to describe the back of the mill, the last row of houses, or the back section of a working area. From their Poor Mountain disc, A Thousand Wishes, that was Lullaby. And Luke Morris was in front with The Road Less Traveled from his Further Down the Line release. There never has been, nor will there ever be, a character as singular, entertaining, and influential than John Duffy, who has been inducted not once but twice into the IBMA Hall of Fame by virtue of his exploits with the Country Gentleman and the Seldom Seen, musical contributions that helped put a new, sophisticated, and urban face on bluegrass, leading to the genre's worldwide popularity. John Duffy has more than earned his title of the father of modern bluegrass. He's also earned the admiration of thousands of fans and fellow musicians, 53 of whom conspired to put together a tribute album to end all tribute albums. From the new Smithsonian Folkways project, Epilogue, a tribute to John Duffy, this is Randy Waller and Lou Reed singing Sad and Lonesome Day.
Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a lonesome day. And tomorrow's gonna be the same old way.
Thank you. friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He died without a penny. He didn't have a dime. He was a friend of mine.
Dudley Cannell and John Cowan, a dream duet if there ever was one, singing He Was a Friend of Mine, with Randy Waller and Lou Reed preceding them with Sad and Lonesome Day. Both come from the repertoire of the great, late, always missed John Duffy and appear on Epilogue, a tribute to John Duffy. 15 Years in the Making, co-produced by Akira Otsuka and Ronnie Freeland. Special Consensus will get us on through our looming break with a tribute of their own to the great John Hartford and his version of the Squirrel Hunters. This is from Special C's latest Compass recording, Rivers and Roads. Thank you. I'm Dave Higgs, and we've got more new items from David Davis, Sideline, and 5 Mile Mountain Road gushing through the pipeline upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
This is a squirrel hunter.
We have returned, fixing to unleash a reckless, irreverent, and danger-packed tune about gambling, debts that can't be repaid, and worse. Sideline keeps the newfangled music flowing with Lysander Hayes from their Mountain Home CD, Front and Center. Thank you.
ago last summer. I'll never forget the sad day when a stranger came out from the city and said that he wanted to stay. Now the stranger was fair, tall and handsome, and he looked like a man who had wealth. Said he wanted to stop in the country, said he wanted to stop for his health. May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? Could enter our home. Last night as I came from my workshop, whistling and singing with joy, I was expecting a kind-hearted welcome at the gate of my wife and my boy. Nothing did I spy but a letter placed in the room on a stand. And the moment my eyes lay upon it, I picked it right up in my hand. Now the note said my wife and the stranger deserves.
David Davis and the Warrior River Boys singing May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, from their latest venture, a tribute album to the great Charlie Poole, whom David considers to be the grandfather of bluegrass music, since so many elements of the genre were present in Poole's wide-ranging repertoire. David and the Boys do Charlie Poole proud on their Rounder collection, Didn't He Ramble? Songs of Charlie Poole. And Sideline led things off with Lysander Hayes from their Mountain Home disc, Front and Center. You've got a front row center seat for the new sounds of Bluegrass America thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be contacted at bluegrass@wpln.org. Dewey and Leslie Brown will keep the mountain sound going with Dry Fork Creek, as rendered on the husband and wife's Under the Mountain project.
Dollar, where I was raised, a million dollars I would not morning song.
Five Mile Mountain Road and Dewey and Leslie Brown and the Carolina Gentlemen infusing the program with something no program of any type of music, as far as I'm concerned, should be without. that riveting Stanley sound. Five Mile Mountain Road gave us Next Sunday, Darlin' Is My Birthday, Stanley Brothers classic, on their self-titled Pawtuxet release. And Dewey and Leslie Brown, Dewey having been Ralph's fiddler for 11 years, were just before with Dry Fork Holler from their Under the Mountain CD. Well, that's just about going to do it for this week's jaunt through the new bluegrass CD bins. We'll let 5 Mile Mountain Road have the last say with the Wildflower Waltz. And on that high, happy, like wildflowers, you must allow yourself to grow in all the places people thought you never would. Kinder note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a place in Kentucky like no other, evoking graphic images of starvation, black lung, bitter labor disputes, shoeless children, blood, and death. It's also produced a fascinating culture and some of the most intense music ever concocted. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be heading to Harlan on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.